Stem cells have been in the news for years, both for their biological promise and their political baggage. President Bush banned research on new embryonic stem cell lines 8 years ago. President Obama overturned that ban this year, and funding is on the rise for medical research into these cells. WNYC's Fred Mogul has increasingly been hearing about another kind of stem cells, and he has this report.
Remember when it seemed like every other time you opened your mailbox, the regular one, not the email one, there were three new America Online CDs begging you to join AOL? It's starting to feel that way for my wife and me with a company called Viacord. We got on some mailing list early in her pregnancy, and every few days we get a new brochure.
You're constantly asking yourself, what can I do to protect my child?
The answer, according to a webcast by Viacord corporate spokeswoman Mia Hamm, is to protect the life of our future child by paying $2,000 to freeze the newborn's umbilical cord blood in case we later need it. You see, that blood's filled with stem cells that can develop into various different body parts and tissues. I called Viacord to find out more, and Chief Scientific Officer Maury Krauss made it clear.
If you want to participate in that regenerative medicine, you need a source of cells that you can use, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save the cells.
Of the many brochures my wife and I have received, my favorite one shows a perky 1950s house mom in a perfect 1950s living room. She's using a frying pan to fend off a big, photoshopped lion from her little infant down on the blue shag carpet. The slogan, protect baby. That's what mamas do.
We do our best to try to keep it simple and educate people.
That's Jim Corbett, president of Viacord. I asked him if these ads with their lions and other looming dangers, even if they are a little tongue-in-cheek, aren't playing off parental fears, maybe just a little?
I think the idea of protect is a natural conversation for us to have with any family. And if the humor got you to turn the page, then ideally the content behind that is really what you need to educate yourself on and make a decision whether it's right for you.
But as with all medical advertising, getting educated isn't easy. There are lots of dramatic claims about the disease-curing power of stem cells and the suggestion you should contact your doctor to find out more. And of course, there's the disclaimer. It's printed in small type in the brochures, and if it were read aloud in the web ads, not just printed and flashed silently on the screen, that disclaimer might sound something like this.
Although the potential use of cord blood is expanding rapidly, the odds that a family member without a defined risk will need to use their child's umbilical cord blood are low. Results may vary.
All the doctors I talked to were concerned about mass marketing to parental anxieties, and not one of them approved of banking a kid's own cord blood for later personal use. Manhattan pediatrician Dr. Joe Richter, citing the recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics, said if he had a child, he wouldn't do it. He said that even if your child later gets some amazingly rare condition that can be treated with stem cells, you might not want stem cells containing that child's own DNA.
If you're using your own blood, you're basically just donating the same blood which has a predisposition for the same illness.
Viacord is just one of many commercial blood storage companies. Dr. Richter wonders if they'll all be around in the distant future. Biotech companies come and biotech companies go. I called Dr. Peter Shaw at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. He transplants stem cells into kids with leukemia and other cancers. He says the Viacord and other ads don't tell you about the main stem cells he uses on cancer, the stem cells that exist in bone marrow.
If you ask most transplanters, you know, would you take someone's cord blood versus their bone marrow, most would say, I would take the bone marrow because we can give a bigger cell dose. Cord blood, you're limited by the finite number of cells that are harvested at the time of the child's birth.
Bone marrow stem cells are also generally more mature, and they take root and grow more quickly than cord blood stem cells. To be fair, Dr. Shaw says there are also some times when cord blood stem cells do make better transplants, though it's not necessarily the sick child's own cord blood banked after birth.
Cord blood is excellent if time is of the essence because you don't have to wait to get someone to donate. You have the cord blood unit, you just thaw it and give it. And it also has the advantage of lower risk of the immune cells in the cord blood unit attacking the recipient, attacking the patient.
But Dr. Shaw is talking about current stem cell treatments for rare illnesses. With the government and private industry devoting billions of dollars to research, we're told these stem cells will someday cure Alzheimer's disease, reverse diabetes, and make quadriplegics walk again. I talked to a guy named Bob Lippman. He decided to bank his newborn baby's umbilical cords after talking to a scientist friend of his about stem cell research.
I think if you're a parent who's going to make your kid wear, you know, the right car seat and put on the right helmet when they ride a bike, and you're going to give your kid organic food because you don't like the chemicals, then you're the kind of parent who's going to do this.
It's money well spent, to Lippman. In fact, he says, it's money you hardly even notice spending at all once you lay out that first $2,000. Lippman's kids are a little older now, and the annual $125 fee he pays for each just hits his credit card, and that's that.
Whether it's ultimately a ripoff or not, I hope it is. I hope we never have to use it. I mean, I hope it's a total waste of money.
But it could also be a waste of stem cells. Out of approximately 200,000 cord blood samples collected by ViaCord, so far only about 0.0008% have been taken out for medical use. Dr. Jason Gonski, an oncologist at SUNY Downstate, says parents could donate that cord blood to a number of public registries, sort of like regular blood banks. He says there's a good chance those stem cells would end up helping other people, either through treatment or research.
If everyone donates their baby's cord blood, many of these patients who die waiting to find a match might be saved, as opposed to banking it for your own kid's use, where there's a gigantic chance that it would never be of use for anyone.
That's a tough one. Help a stranger or protect my kid in the future, on the very slight chance he or she gets some condition that can only be treated with their own cord blood. Not an easy choice. My wife and I could probably afford it, but I think we'll go with the advice of doctors who aren't paid by what I'm increasingly thinking of as the baby industrial complex. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.